the Apostle Paul taught us that we are the temple of God. Our bodies are the temple of God, and this is where the Spirit of God dwells on earth, not in some temple made with hands, but the temple of our heart. And all this transpired and came to be because of Jesus' sacrifice. But look what Jesus did to the temple of God in Jerusalem right before his crucifixion. The Gospel of John tells the story fairly early on in his spiritual gospel. It's in chapter 2, verse 13. And the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things away from here. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that which was written, The zeal of your house has eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign do you show unto us, seeing that you do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, you will raise it up in 3 days? But he spoke of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. You see, Jesus told us what should happen in the temple of our body. And when he went in and drove out all those crooks that were cheating the people, they drove off all those money changers that were cheating the people, and bringing in vast sums of crooked money into the coffers of the people who controlled the temple courts, he proposed a metaphor that should happen in the temple of our body. Jesus said, all Jesus showed us that he wants to cleanse our lives from sin, from wickedness, from crookedness, and give us integrity and help us to serve in the way we should serve, and that the temple of God should be clean and pure. And only the grace of God can do that. But this is what Jesus wants of us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would clean me up, search me out, come into the temple of my heart, cast out every evil thing, cast out every wicked desire, cast out everything that's contrary to you, Lord, and help me to keep it clean. In Jesus' name, amen.